Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Three's a Charm broadcast with Melody Luna, Michelle McKenzie, and Sue Ellis Seller. And hi, ladies, how are you today?
Hello.
Doing well.
Yeah,
glad happy 4th of July to the U.S., folks.
Yeah, happy 4th of July, ladies, and to me, too.
Yeah, and to you, even if you are out of the country.
Yeah. And definitely everybody who's listening, be safe. If you end up partaking in the spirits of the season, please get a taxi or have a friend drive you home.
Yes.
And keep your pets inside so that they don't run away when the fireworks start. Because the shelters get packed with dogs that just freaked out and ran.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, ladies, Melody, why don't you introduce yourself? I always just go alphabetical order, so
okay.
Fair that way. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, where we can find you, and then Michelle, I'll have you do the same thing.
Okay.
All right. So I'm Melody Luna. I am an angel oracle, which means I channel and connect to angel energy. Because I work with angel energy, I work more in the present. So I don't necessarily tell you your past or your future, but I can tell you your present to make a potential of a better future for your highest good, just like the angels, as if they were to work with you in the now. To them, that's most important, and that's important to me. I'm also a dream interpreter, so I can decode your dreams based on the symbolism and the emotion in your dreams. And I'm also a psychic medium, which means I connect to those who have crossed over to the other side. And
okay.
You can find me at, was it melodyluna.wixsite.com/psychic, or you can email me at melodyluna13@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Cool.
Thank you. And Michelle, you're up now.
Okay. So I'm a spiritual intuitive, which means that, and a tarot card reader. And so I choose the cards, selecting them intuitively by tuning into your spirit guides and angels. And I'm also a certified angel card reader. But I've been reading tarot since the 1967, 68, and so there's a lot of years in there of, you know, not every year, but a lot of them where I was deeply involved with the cards. And I'm also a certified life coach and a certified spiritual coach, a Reiki master with a preference for animals. I love people, but I like to work Reiki for the animals. It calms them and makes them happy. And you can learn more about me on my website, mypurposepath.com. And you can also follow me on Facebook at mypurposepath. And I look forward to meeting you there. Thanks.
Perfect. Nice to meet both of you ladies again, or thank you for telling us what you do.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you should tell us about you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys know me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Sue Dollar. I'm an angel tarot and oracle card reader, a transformational life coach, and a Reiki master. And I call myself like an intuitive soul advisor, basically. I work with tarot and crystals and aromatherapy, angels, spirit guides, and just practical, sound, day-to-day advice, you know. Instead of telling somebody, will I pass this test, I say, well, you know, you got to put your nose to the grindstone, because if I say that, yes, you'll pass, and then you don't do anything, you know, and then you fail and you want to blame it on me, well, you know, it doesn't work out so much that way. But yeah, I love working with people. I love to help people out. I also do this, you know, kind of helping new spiritual business entrepreneurs, you know, kind of find their place in the spotlight. So, yeah, that's me in a nutshell, to quote somebody else. But yeah, so today I'm really excited about talking about crystals. How about you guys?
Mm-hmm. I love crystals. I have a table. I have them everywhere. We probably all do. But I had recently found this fabulous sofa table that sits behind the sofa. And I put crystals on it and a Himalayan salt lamp. And a fountain. It's beautiful. And the cats love to race across it and knock everything off. But I persist. I will have my crystals out there. Not all of them. They won't fit there. But I'll have this, and it's kind of like my feng shui abundance area. You know, kind of pulling in that energy of abundance.
Oh, that's a really good place to put that too. Definitely.
Yeah.
And it's cool that you mentioned the Himalayan salt, and Melody had brought this up a little bit earlier, but a lot of times people don't associate like rocks that you pick up off the street with having any kind of energy.
Oh, that's true. I've got a bowl full of them right here.
Right.
And these were just rocks that somebody had picked up and tumbled from their yard, and they're gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Even, like, when they're not tumbled, some of them are really cool, but when they're tumbled, they take on a new identity. Because sometimes, too, the tumbled stones that you can find at a crystal shop are just kind of granite or, you know, calcite or something that you might pick up off the street, depending on where you're at.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I go estate sailing, and I found a box of rocks.
Ooh.
And I'm sure they thought I was nuts. So I picked up the box of rocks, and I said, is this $3 for all these rocks? Okay, she looked at me kind of funny and said, yeah, I guess. So somebody probably had their own tumbler, and they tumbled them, and and of course, outside I have stacks that I keep picking up in the yard. Don't we all do that? Don't you go on vacation and you find rocks and bring them home, and your husbands look at you or your boyfriends look at you and shake their heads? What is wrong with this woman?
It's it's very important, I think, for, like, I'm a big advocate for being spiritual but not spending a lot of money. So I don't want anybody to feel intimidated, like they need to buy a certain crystal to connect. Just find a rock that calls to you.
Right.
And I think that would be the perfect thing. I know we were talking about signs last week, and I forgot to mention that rocks can be a sign, because I find rocks in the shape of hearts, and I see that as a symbol of you're loved, or love is being sent to you. So if you ever find rocks in the shape of hearts randomly, or you find them, you know, on the street, and it's also a perfect way to stay grounded easily. If you don't feel like you have a backyard, just hold on to your rock outside, and, you know, you'll feel immediately grounded.
Oh, that's a good point. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walk around my place, I do come across rocks, and I'll pick them up and look at them, try to decide, was this one meant to be mine, or should I just put it back down, and if I come back to it, I do. And a lot of times I leave them. But I also have a little pile I've started outside, and they're all these white quartz. And I keep thinking, oh, they're beautiful. Maybe they have gold in them. you know, gold comes out of quartz. I live up in the area that was a big mining area. So they were quartz mining up here in Northern California, part of the Gold Rush area.
Mm-hmm.
But that takes us astray.
Oh, no, it's kind of in the same thing, because depending on where you live, also you'll get different rocks. So, like, I have Sedona rocks at home. My husband and I were married in Sedona in Arizona.
Oh.
And we have some of the red rock from there. And it's really, I mean, both of you sound like you've been to Sedona. It's like one of the energy vortex areas. And the red rock there is supposed to be just, you know, so highly charged and everything. But also, you know, with the red color and everything, it's very grounding and very, mm-hmm. you know, like kind of the best mixture of both. So
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I recently heard that Nevada City, which is up here, it's part of where I live, is another energy vortex. And I had not heard that before. You know, I mean, the ones I had heard about were Sedona and the areas around Rosslyn Chapel in Scotland, and but I hadn't heard about the Nevada City areas being a big energy source.
Yeah, because I think if you look, we'll have to look that up and do a show about that one day, because where the different vortexes and doorways are, because I think
go ahead.
Because I think like Southern California is supposed to be like a doorway of some sort, like not only like some of them are vortexes and some of them are doorways, but I would have to look into like, that's not my area of expertise. So
nor mine.
At all.
Yeah. No, that's a really interesting idea. That would be a fun show. Maybe we could have some people call in who have a lot of experience in that or live in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
That we discover. Fun.
Totally. Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay, I'll write this down. So, well, we have a very patient caller who's been waiting since before we even started our show. Should we let this caller come on?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hello. Thank you for waiting so patiently. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm just enjoying listening to the show. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
What is
do you
your
have
name?
A question? Oh, sorry.
I actually didn't have a question. I didn't mean to put number one, but your show is very nice. Thank you.
Oh,
thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you didn't want a mini reading?
Well, I heard you say that you don't predict the future.
Well, I don't, but the other two might, but I personally don't.
Well, we can read what's happening now, and from that can determine potential outcomes.
Okay.
And from that, you can get an idea of what do I need to change? I see a lot of insights come from the cards about what we're doing and where we want to go and how we can get there.
Okay.
So that said, do you have a question?
No, I just like your show very much. I think it's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks again. And we'll put you back on hold or so that you can listen. And thanks again for calling in.
Thank you. How nice. How nice to have somebody call in and tell us that they like our show. That feels good.
Positive feedback is always pretty awesome. So
it is. You know, you don't get that a lot of times in life. You know, we do a lot of stuff for people and we're out in the public. I mean, as individuals, and a lot of times people don't give you feedback.
Right.
And, you know, and you never really know until something crashes and somebody's got to give you negative feedback. You don't know how you were doing. You know, it's like the nice thing about going to school. When you're in school, you get a test, you pass it, you know how well you studied. You know if you understood the material. But the rest of life, you're kind of on your own unless you have methods of gaining insights, which is one of the things that tarot does for us, and or you know, connecting with your angels like Melody. You know, so yeah, feedback is pretty darn special, mm-hmm. good stuff, good or bad, actually.
Oh, mm-hmm. definitely, absolutely. So, you were talking about quartz, Michelle, and I'm sorry, I'm redirecting back to crystals again.
Well, yeah.
Because I like feedback, too, and I want to talk about crystals and everything.
I love crystals.
I know you do. I love crystals, too. but you're lucky you have a mine of quartz in your backyard, basically.
Well, I don't have a mine. If I had a gold mine, we would all be happy. But I have, we're on 5 acres and we're in a forest. So I do have a lot of things that are available to me that I can find back there. And I've got my stack of quartz outside. And I've got some pretty ones in front of me.
Very nice. And quartz has a lot of different, it has a lot of, you know, other crystals that stem from quartz. Because quartz is kind of like the what I think is a very primary tool when working with crystals. Because it's easy to program. It's very easy to find. Like you were saying, you just kind of walk around your backyard and you can find it.
Right.
And it's inexpensive too, which is, you know, kind of, it's a nice beginner crystal to work with.
It is. It's a great crystal to work with.
Yeah.
I know quartz helps me with, quartz helps me with clarity because they're clear. So they're good symbology for, you know, seeing things clearly and not muddled so much. So I use that. Clear quartz is when I read so that the messages come through crystal clear. And then sometimes I use crystal quartz that they have 7 points. That's my channeling crystal. So I use that, which is the clear quartz, for when I do mediumship readings. So I channel, have a stronger connection with what I channel because it might come through, you know, because I'm a radio, so it might come through with static, so I hold the crystal to make sure it comes in clear.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, totally. And then, too, like, on that same frequency, pardon the pun, but, like, when you make a crystal grid, yeah, I know. You can use small pieces of quartz to magnify the energy. Mm-hmm. So, like, say if you want abundance, for example, you find a citrine, you set it in the center of that, and then you take the clear quartz points a lot of times, and then you can put the point outward, and so push the energy out of the citrine that you have in the middle. So that can be, it's mm-hmm. a really useful tool as far as magnifying energy from other crystals as well.
Yeah. And right. When they're pointed, they're kind of like a wand in a way. So the energy goes out through the arrow, the point of the crystal. So those are huge. I know if you put selenite around other crystals, it amplifies all the other crystals' properties.
Right.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, selenite is just.
Yes, that's my stone. I have it everywhere.
Yeah, and by that's cool. And it's easy to find already shaped as a wand, too, which is nice.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not expensive. You know, if somebody's looking to add some of these things to their collections, these are not expensive things to buy. And you can find them on eBay, too. You just want to make sure you're getting from a reputable seller.
Right, and that's the most important thing.
Right, right. So I even have a small quartz crystal ball. It's an antique, sitting in a on a marble stand in a little brass or bronze leafy design thingy that I found in a bunch of my stuff, and I don't know where it came from. It's sitting right here with me. And a lot of people use crystal balls for scrying, for looking into them to see the future. And I haven't really done much with that. I mean, I have these spheres, but I haven't really tried that. Have either of you had any success with scrying?
Well, I have a crystal ball, and I know obsidian is really good for scrying because it's a black kind of reflective surface.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really tried, but I've heard people, not even because we're in a new modern age, if they can't find obsidian or crystal ball right away, they'll use any reflective surface like their cell phone that's turned off. And they'll use the reflection of their cell phone to scry.
Wow. And you can use water like
yeah.
They did in Lord of the Rings. Was that the second one or the first one? Where she poured the water into the pond and into the, was it a fountain? And she called it the mirror. And she bid Frodo, or built Frodo to look in it and see what he would see. That was a very magical part.
I've also seen black obsidian bowls with water poured in it. So that you can see it. It's like, oh my gosh, that looks so cool.
I like that. Very cool. I practice, I've tried it with my moonstone. I have a really, really big piece of gorgeous clear moonstone. It feels magical to me, but I haven't concentrated enough. I think I need to work with that some more.
I think that's maybe why I like crystals. They seem very magical and fairy tale. Like they seem, you know,
yes,
like
yeah,
a forest fairy setting. They seem so magical.
I know they do. They do. They're gorgeous. They are like little fairies in our house.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, so I'm looking at this one and the light hitting it. What a gorgeous thing.
Mm-hmm.
So do you use a lot of rose quartz?
I do. I have big chunks of rose quartz, but that's when I need to practice self-love, so I always hold it when I don't feel confident in myself. So that's a really good stone to have all the time.
Yeah,
so
I use it a lot, too.
Yeah, what are your favorite crystals?
Oh, gosh. all of them?
Yeah.
I would say the ones that I work with most. You know, which is so funny, I bought an obsidian sphere when I was in Sedona like a bazillion years ago, because I'm a bazillion sorry. And I was like, because I've been looking at more clear quartz, but with the cracks on the inside, because I feel like I get a better scrying experience when I'm like looking into something that has like the a clear surface, and then I look inside of it instead of focusing on the black one. But as far as what I work with all the time, I have a piece of obsidian that I work with. I keep it usually very near to me when I'm, especially when I'm doing card readings for clients and things like that, so that it helps to keep the negativity dispelled from me. I work
a lot. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And I work a lot with salt because you can. I like to use salt. I get big chunks of Himalayan salt that are like, you know, you can fit them in the palm of your hand. And then with your weaker hand, if you put the salt in there, like, and you put all your worries and cares and frustrations into the salt, and then you take it and you go throw it into like a stream or a river or a pond.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
To dissolve your problems and sorrows away. That's a really nice way of using salt. And salt is very protective as well. So you can use it, you know, to like purify your space. Some of the crystals that you don't want to set in water, if the chemicals don't react poorly with salt, then you can use salt for that. I'm trying to think. I have like a general chakra set that I use as well. So, and I'll probably write a blog post on that instead of going into it, but it's really, you know, kind of rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, just according to the chakras. And I agree with Melody, like what she said before, you know, go into a store. I don't know if that was Melody or Michelle, but go into a store, see what calls you when you're working with crystals.
Yeah,
like when you first hold it, because they totally have different vibrations, and what you need to work with, you're always called to pick up.
I agree. I was in a store recently and a woman was in there, and she said, you know, I'm looking for a such and such. And then after she left, the shop owner said, you know, people really need to just go to the stone that's calling to them. And I thought, that's interesting. Of course, you know, why would I be surprised? But that's a fabulous little rock shop in a little bungalow in Nevada City, and the floors are all rocks.
Ooh, gorgeous.
I mean, it is so cool. I love going in there.
Like,
you just feel good. Just feels wonderful. And so we also use a lot of rock stones in Reiki with healing energy, and like you said, for the chakras, and we'll use Reiki with the healing grids, the crystal grids. And the Reiki and the crystals help generate a higher energy to that Reiki energy, especially if you're sending it to somebody. You know, they're going to get a whoo, which is a pretty damn cool thing. Can I say damn?
Of course.
Repression.
I know they have salt spas now where you can just sit in salt on like a beach chair for an amount of time. They have like salt spas where you sit. It's kind of like a beach, but it's just a room full of sand, and you sit in the chair and you just absorb all that salt energy.
Wow.
They have salt all on the walls and everything.
They have one near me, and it's supposed to be it's supposed to be good for like everything, like fibromyalgia and migraines and asthma and depression, and it's supposed to be really, really good. So I have to go there.
That sounds cool. Where is that?
By us, it's a couple of villages from me in a place called Barndorf. So, but I know that's a little bit of a drive for you guys.
But they're popping up in like certain locations. So you might want to like anybody just check out and see if there's a local salt spa.
Wow. What a cool idea. I guess for those of us who can't do that, we can either go out and lie on the ground.
Absolutely.
Have a big salt bath at home, which would work too.
I do Epsom salts every Sunday to clear my energy. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday I do lavender. I put in lavender Epsom salts, and then I put in a drop of rainwater mixed with Florida water, which is like a fragrant water, so I get refreshed and cleansed for the week.
Oh, I like that. What a nice way to start the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost like your ritual, like kind
it
of.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Charlotte, yeah. Wow.
I like that. Cool. So, you know, and being outside and lying on the ground, I mean, the ground is, it's all quartz. You know, the sand is quartz. Everything is all ground up quartz out on the beach and mixed in with your dirt at home. Although it would be hard to sift it out. But so I wonder if there's any callers who wanted to talk about or ask questions about the value, the properties of their particular favorite stones.
Well, let's see, because we have about three people waiting now.
Oh.
So let's see who's waiting. Okay. Hi, who are we speaking with today?
Hi, my name's Andrea. How are you guys?
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I actually do have some crystals myself. I have a citrine and a labradorite.
Wonderful.
Oh,
labradorite.
Love
and a tiger eye.
Yeah. Ooh, that's my favorite.
Yes, I was doing a meeting with someone. They said, you should definitely get one of those. I'm like, okay. So I did.
Mm-hmm. Helps me with confidence. Tiger
eye.
Yes.
Well,
yes, I was wondering if maybe you see some travel. I've tried out for a TV show recently, and I'm just wondering if you see some travel, maybe getting on the show or some travel.
Were you on recently?
No, I tried out for America's Got Talent back in January.
Oh, no, I thought that we talked to you.
Did we? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
I remember.
You sound familiar. Okay,
well, I'm still waiting. I'm still getting my signs, still getting affirmations, but I don't know what's going on with the show. So maybe you told me to get the crystal. I don't know, but I did get some.
Okay, anybody got anything yet? Or
I'm not yet.
Okay.
I got mostly just personal things. I don't see the show in particular, but again, I work with personal energy. So I see that I would take a traditional viewpoint on some things. So seek out like a friend or a mentor that can kind of ground you to talk about your life in general. I also see that there is kind of like a, how should I say this, a change for you when it comes to clarity in your life. This could be a new home, thinking of things differently, or reassurance of something, like a relationship or a path in life. It could be spiritual growth, but somewhere there's going to be a change in your perception, whether there's going to be truth. I would make time for your friends and those around you because I'm getting that a lot. So support from your friends and family is going to be very important for you right now. I do see that once you get the support that you're looking for, that clarity is going to open up and you're going to feel very, very happy, like everything's coming together for you. I also want to mention that it's going to take self-discipline and willpower to get the recognition that you're looking for, so keep going. I see horses and a chariot, so keep pushing forward. I also want to say that even though you feel like when you're pushing forward, it looks like you don't feel like you're getting what you want, but I still feel that you need to light that fire and still be that adventurous person that you are, because when you do that, people will gravitate towards you more and think more things will open up for you. So don't give up is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no, never.
Okay, great. And those are your strengths, so keep your strengths about you.
Okay.
Very good. So
I never give up. This is my 5th year trying out. So if I was to give up, I would have given up 4 years ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
So keep doing what you love.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I just got a new job. I start tomorrow. And the last few days, and spent 2 days making all new sign language videos, redoing old ones, making new ones. So I said, oh, the job is coming like the next 2 days, so I better do this now because I won't have time.
Mm-hmm. But again, keep your friends and family close around you so you can kind of talk to them and get grounded again and then go out and do your thing and then come back to them so you have a nice balance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And sign language videos, that's a pretty interesting thing to create for people. That's very helpful.
Yeah, I can't sing, but I sing with my hands.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's really fabulous. And I know that, aren't they like altering sign language so that it's a little bit more translatable into a sing-song environment?
Well, a lot of people will do them incorrectly. They use the wrong conceptual sign, and then the people look at you like you have two heads. So these people make all kinds of videos, and like, oh, this is an ASL video. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not even anywhere near correct. So my goal was to make it correctly so everybody can enjoy. I mean, entertainment for hearing people and enjoyment for deaf people.
Right. Oh, that's fabulous. Where can people find those?
I can send you a link to one of them, and you can find the rest of them.
Sure. That sounds fabulous. Yeah, that sounds really good because I think a lot of people would be interested in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, everybody, and divine timing. Everybody meets and does for a reason. You know, everything happens for a reason.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, and I did get a card for you, and it's telling me that this is good. This is a magical alignment for you. So you're ready. Things are about to happen. And you're really in the right place at the right time. Just be grateful. And you might, and I don't really know how these two fit together, you might see some injustice, but just forgive that and move on, because you're going to achieve what it is that you've set out to.
Well, it's funny because yesterday I asked the universe, I said, can I just have a sign? I'm Angel, the guys. Can I just have a sign that this season is, you know, there's still in the works, something's still going to happen. And my numerology numbers are 187. The car right in front of me, license plate is 187.
Whoa.
Oh, nice.
And then, no kidding, I went to Pennsylvania, Florida, New York City, and the next one is California. And then literally I turn around the corner at California plate, New York plate, Pennsylvania and Florida, and all those plates are like pass right next to me twice.
Wow,
so
you
when
are
I ask for
being,
a sign, I get them.
You are being throttled with signs.
I do. I mean, one day I got California license plates 4 days in a row. I mean, it was like, and different plates, 4 or 5 days in a row. So that's the next state is California. So when I ask for a sign, affirmation, I get them.
There you go.
And you know to look for them. You see them.
Yes. Yep. Very intuitive that way. So my natural mother is a psychic. I was adopted. My birth mother is a psychic. So I get some of that stuff from her.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Well, that's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes I scare myself. I'm like, why do I know this?
Oh, that's neat.
Very cool.
So, yeah, so. Well, I'll be happy to send you a link to my videos and watch me on TV. So, you know, I will be there.
Cool.
Great.
We want to hear all about it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you. Best
Bye.
Of luck, Andrea.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bud.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And it's exciting how she's following her signs. She sees them. She lets
Definitely.
The universe talk to her. That's what everyone needs to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not, you know, not doubt, because I know sometimes when people get signs, they're like, it's just synchronicity. It's just a coincidence, not synchronicity,
right.
But a coincidence. Yeah.
Yay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what crystal would you guys say would be the best to bring somebody either good luck or fame and fortune? Ooh.
Wow.
Well, I'm more of like a how do you achieve that kind of person. So like we were talking about the tiger's eye that she has, that's
mm-hmm.
a good stone to have, because that gives you confidence to go through to get to that
yeah.
point. Because there are times where I haven't brought it with me and I just feel like I'm getting smaller and smaller. And then the times where I feel I can take on the world, I look down and I'm like, oh, I wore my tiger's eye today. That's why I feel so awesome. So confidence is key, I think.
Right.
That's cool. And I think also being able to listen to your intuition. So the
yes.
confidence and what I would call informed intuition. So you have information, and then you are able to make the intuitive leap to what is actually going on and how you can pull all of those things together. And Moonstone can help you with bringing your intuition into the front. For you.
Right. Because
mm-hmm. I think citrine will be good too.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I love citrine.
Because it's like you're a shining sun, and so people will take notice.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. It's a good one. It's on my abundance altar.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's good for attracting abundance. It's good for self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's a great one. I'm
yeah,
also thinking.
You know, carnelian's good for creativity, too. So if.
Oh, I love carnelian.
You need to bring those together. That's a nice mix.
Yeah, like that deep orange from the sacral
yeah.
chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity.
Fiery.
Fire.
And
yeah.
passion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, too, because she mentioned Labradorite, I think, Andrea.
The Labradorite,
did, yeah.
Yeah,
love
that's
that.
A good one for intuition as well.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I've got a piece right here that I'm playing with.
Ah, yeah, that's a good one to have when you're doing mini readings, too.
Yeah.
To have it in your hand.
Yes.
And speaking of mini readings, we have somebody from a 480 area code who's been on hold for a while. Should we bring them on?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
sure.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, caller. Thanks for holding. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, ladies. My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Did we chat
well,
with you last
quick...
week?
Was it last week?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Well, cool. So
yeah.
How's it going, Mike?
It's going well. Had an interview for a new position yesterday, or 2 days ago, and it went really well. And he wants to make a couple, you know, the new restaurant that's opening up in Santa Barbara, and wants to make, you know, kind of collect himself over the holiday and then make a decision. And then also, too, a friend of mine is opening a wellness center that she wants me to do, you know, some fitness boot camp and different things like that. And I was just kind of wanting to get your fill and what you kind of see in and around the wellness center as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember you were the entrepreneur.
Well, and then there's that too.
Yeah. You've got a lot going on. So
I've got an amazing amount going on in 10,000 different directions.
Yeah. So we'll try to get the energy toward your one question about the fitness boot camp. Is that your question?
Yeah, the wellness center, and then, yeah, that kind of the I still have to do the restaurant job while I'm, you know, while everything takes off. So, yeah.
Well, I see, I pulled a few cards for you, and I see number one, you know, you need to make sure that you're directing your energy towards things that make you come to life. And you don't want to jump from the frying pan into the fire, if you know what I mean. So if you're really interested in pursuing this wellness and boot camp thing, and it kind of lights a spark for you, then go ahead and do that. But if it's something that you're just doing to help out a friend and because it's there and it's going to put you a step away from your dreams and vision, then honestly, I would say to consider it really a lot more, because you want to make sure that you are going on a path towards your dreams and not a path away from them.
Yep.
Okay.
No,
so, okay. Ladies, what do you think?
Oh, I'm still reading.
Okay, I'll go. What I see for the abundance part is that you need to kind of deal with the money issues from a more sensible approach. You have to look at things in more of like a understanding way versus a challenging way. So just understand that things happen in life, and things, the chips fall where they may, and just don't take it too personally, too harshly. When you do that, then more of your concerns will start to dissipate. I'm also seeing there might be some conflict with this abundance that you're seeking at the present moment. So there might be conflicting wishes, hopes, goals going on with the way others treat you and your, or your dreams or your goals. So I see the conflict there. There will, or I'm not say there will, but there's, if we work on letting that tightness go of what we want to happen, then that's when things start to happen. That's what I'm getting from your energy. And there will be a time where you're going to sit and, or even if now in the present, reevaluate what you want and how you want to approach it. And when you do that and you find the need to let go a little bit, you'll find the need and or the attractiveness of happiness comes in more frequently for you. So I wouldn't hold on too tight. Give yourself some breathing room. And I see that might help you open up a little bit for that, what you're looking for.
That's good insight. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I am seeing that there are some stories that you tell yourself that that cause you to doubt yourself. And that it's the never-ending story. So you tell yourself these stories and, you know, gosh, this seems like it's kind of, I'm out of, I shouldn't be doing, I can't, oh no, what am I thinking? Of course I can. You know, so you're just giving yourself a lot of mixed signals, and it's time to stop that. But it's also time to not root yourself in illusion and wishful thinking. So you can be anticipating something and bringing in a little fear into that, and then you're creating something that you're projecting onto what could happen. Am I talking in circles? Does this make sense? This is, let's see, it looks like you need to, you've got all these things going on, but it looks like you need to just relax and be with these opportunities in your head for a while. Stop self-doubting, but just relax and let some of this stuff settle out, because you can't do all of it. You need to give yourself time to focus on the things that are really speaking to you, to your heart. It's critical that you don't go in too many directions at one time. And I think for you, that's really hard, because that's the kind of person you are. You're kind of the Renaissance man. You like to do and come up with all these magnificent things, and you can wear yourself out and not get where you want to go.
Right.
So give yourself a break. Just relax a little bit. And put your key things on the table in front of you, the things you really want to accomplish, and then think about how will you accomplish them. And let go of those things that do not serve you, as exciting as they may be. Don't try to do all of it, not right now. And I want to hear how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, it's just the restaurant job is just to pay the bills. The entrepreneurial thing is coming up shortly down the road. Once we get everything together, which is very close, and then of course the wellness, the fitness boot camps and so forth, kind of be a morning thing. So it's just literally,
wow.
And then maybe 3 hours of sleep.
You might benefit from a little more than that.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm thinking too.
Well, it's all about be careful what you ask for, because you might get it.
Yeah.
Well, you said it right there. That's it. Exactly.
Call me. Let us know how it goes for you, definitely.
I certainly will.
Told.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's hard for people who are Renaissance people, rainbow people, who have all these fabulous ideas, and how do you focus them? What do you really want to do, and how do you get there? And will you get there if you have 12 things you want to do at the same time and they're all fabulous? You really have to sit back and take a break from it and think about what's the most important thing for you. But it is
definitely
exciting. I get it.
Sounds like you might need a snowflake obsidian, because it brings things to the surface. So he'll take notice
good.
Of what he needs to work on.
Right.
That's good.
And I was also thinking that he could use something that's really calming. So something
you're right.
Like,
yep.
Angelite is really calming to me. And also some, like you were talking about a little bit earlier, the clear quartz for clarity,
mm-hmm.
To kind of sit with both of those and really ground, focus, and figure out how to walk into the future with more than 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah. There's another stone that I recently came across. It's called Healerite. And it's a type of a serpentine, but it feels amazing when you hold it. You just want to sit down and be calm.
Great.
And hold it. It is the most amazing stone. I absolutely love it. It's beautiful to look at. It feels interesting in your hand, like you can mold it. Like you should be able to just take it like silly putty and start squishing it around in your hand, but you can't. But it is such a calming, healing, hence the names, such a calming stone.
And of course, blue lace agate, too. Blue lace agate is good for calming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have to look that healerite up because there's one, too, that's called howlite.
Oh, I love that one. It's good for insomnia.
Yeah. And it's really good for, like, calming emotions and things like that. So, and you can even get, like, a worry stone, which is like a disc with a little, like, a flat. It's not a hole in the middle, but it's like a thumb, like a place where you can put your thumb. So people who have, like, you know, it's kind of like the original fidget spinner kind of thing where you hold it in your hand and you kind of worry it. So you can get that, or you can get mala beads, or, you know, my grandpa had like a worry bracelet where he would, it was where he would just take the stones and put them down, like, you know. So, but also when you're working with stones a lot like that, and when you're infusing them with this energy and you're working with them and you're asking them for help and guidance and advice and working with the energy of them, sometimes they get a little bit muddled. So what do you guys do to clear and clean your stones? Melody wanted to bring this up. So
yes. Well, I wanted to throw out a few things. My favorite way is just putting them on the windowsill and I'm getting cleansed by the moonlight. That's the safest way for me. Staging them is another safe way for me. Burying them in the earth. Even if you don't have a backyard, you can bury them in a flower pot for 24 hours. That works. There are two other ways, but I suggest, like Sue, I think, mentioned earlier, to be very careful. You can do with water, but I know selenite disintegrates in water. You can put them in the sun, but I've noticed my fluorite, it fades in the sun fairly quickly.
Yeah.
So be careful with that. But just having a bowl of salt and then having it sit in the salt for 24 hours works too.
Yeah. So I've done that with the sea salt and just covering a new stone in that for 24 hours, depending on what stone it is, because I'm even afraid it might pit as a dry salt. And almost all stones will fade in the sun. And so I used to think, oh, let's put them outside in the sun. Isn't this glorious? So I don't do that anymore. Moon is great. And sometimes I'll just take a stone and run it under the tap.
Yeah.
Just to get any ick off of it before I use it.
Right. And I blast mine with Reiki from time to time.
That
so you're
works
just
too, yeah.
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 So
that's good.
And also one of the things that, oh my gosh, it's already 90 seconds and we have
Can
we
take this other person real quick?
Real quick.
Okay. But just back on the cleaning the crystals, just make sure, look it up. There are a lot of great websites that will tell you what will react negatively with water or with salt because you don't want to get some kind of funky chemical gas in your house, you know, or to ruin your crystals. So, but let's take I'm sorry.
Sage spray too works. Sage spray.
Yeah.
Or I know some people use music or like you know, the singing bowls too.
Toning,
Toning is fabulous.
Job. Yeah.
We'll have to talk crystal bowls sometime.
Yeah. Well, and all of these things are clearing energetically too. So we can talk about energetic clearing.
Oh, yeah.
One time as well, because that's, I have to keep a pad with me because I'm like writing all this stuff down. Okay. So we have a caller holding for 45 minutes now. Let's see who's holding.
Wow.
Yeah. So. Oops. Hi, caller. Thanks for holding. Who are we chatting with today?
Rosemaria?
Right. What a pretty name.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I do get signs, too, and I do the yes people thing also. So I try to do that, like, at least once a week. So that's what I do.
Oh, good.
Yeah, clearing, so that's what I do. But I do see signs, like, birds, and I just seen a sign today, like, two. I think they call the blue jays birds.
Yeah, blue jays, mm-hmm.
So they were like side by side. So I do
that's
get my
cool.
signs if I pay
that's
attention.
That's cool. So what are your signs telling you? What are they answering your questions of?
Not to be nosy. Communication, like with two birds, like communication with a relationship.
That's a good one.
Relocating in a lot of vehicles that remind me of them because I live in one country and they live in another and I want to go there. So it's like that's what reminds me and working.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And blue jays can also be standing up for yourself, kind of making a stand.
Right. That's
yeah.
True.
Boy,
so
that makes
might
sense.
Need to assert yourself a little bit more in this conversation that you're having with, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you could even like a black and yellow butterfly that when I walked out the door, like right by me, flew right by me.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So do you have a question for us today, too?
If you can, if you have time. Like I was saying, relationship with the relocation back home, and telling me dead. I mean the home front, and was working together.
I have something with your personal energy. I noticed that you may have challenging time right now. You're not sure what to do about a certain situation, and I'm being told that balance is the best way for you. So wait for the perfect timing in doing so. You will create like a balance between yourself, which will help you a lot. And I want to make it very clear that you should never give up on who you are. So if you're very disciplined and organized and use a lot of logic, that is your strength and that's what you should keep doing. And when you keep doing that, you will see the results of a good job done. In a positive way. So I see that because you're headstrong, because you're logical, because you protect pretty much what you've created, you protect in your belief, that's your strength that's going to push you towards more positive doors opening, and then everything will start to becoming clear for you. So keep doing that. Keep having your strengths of being a leader.
That's great. So I drew a couple cards for you, and one of them confirms what you just said, that you're between two worlds is what it says. You're in transition, not quite out of one situation, not fully engaged in another. And I'm seeing that there's the relationship that you were talking about is, let's see, it's even more than you thought you needed, that you're still discovering things about each other, and now is a good time to continue that discovery, and this partnership is going to bring you great reward, and you need to go ahead and keep your heart open for it.
Okay.
Nice message. Well, I'm getting kind of a verification of some of the things that Melody said as well. It's more on a personal note than on a relationship note. But it does seem like you were hurt in the past, and there's parts of yourself that you've kind of tried to to squelch in order to fit for other people. But these are great parts of you. These are assets and not not flaws. And so you really have to look in the mirror and actually love who you see and who you are and shine love into that person, because that I always feel like is a key to relationship happiness as well, is liking the person who's in the mirror, because your love for other people starts with your love for yourself and your ability to love. And so if you're taking yourself whole and complete and accepting yourself for who you are, then you never have to be anybody else in that relationship except for who you are. You don't have to put any airs or masks on. And then you don't have to worry about upholding those masks either. You can just be open and happy and accepting who you are and who that person is. So that's kind of what I get from this.
Okay. Yeah, I just started doing that. That's where I lost my weight.
You know, I also got that that you're overthinking things right now. So you might have to settle back into your heart and get a little bit out of your mind. Does that make sense?
Yeah, financial and stuff like that, yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope you'll let us know how it goes.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Marie. Have a fantastic day and happy 4th of July.
You too.
Yeah, happy 4th.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So anything you ladies want to add about crystals before we call it an afternoon or evening? So,
well, we are off, right? Or can they continue to hear us on the recorded part?
They can hear us, yeah.
They can still hear us, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything else to add.
I think I'm good.
I always have to put in a word of caution, too, because in the modern day and age, people are making elixirs, which is putting crystals in water, and sometimes they're drinking them dragon, you know, just this and that and the other thing. So really, really be careful about what you have and what you handle, especially if you have small children in the house, because there are certain crystals and elements that are poisonous and dangerous to people. So there's a yellow one. What the heck is it called? It's like it can make a gas. Is it
calcite?
Calcite, I think you can hold, though. I have to look it up, and I shouldn't have brought it up, but there's a green one, malachite, that in its raw form, but you're not supposed to handle it very often, and especially not in its raw form. In the tumbled form, you can use it a little bit more often and handle it more.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, because some of them have copper, some of them are have arsenic, some of them have different things in them that are dangerous. So, and especially, I mean, I've had crystals since way before I had kids. And they just take them and play with them, and then they get in the Kool-Aid or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Reiki doesn't clean up the Kool-Aid, I'll tell you that. No.
But I think if you're going to, charge the water. I've seen people charge water with like rose quartz. I would do it outside of the glass. Put it underneath the glass, but don't put it in the water. Make sure there's, you know, or if you're going to do bottled water, put it underneath the bottle or on top of the cap and charge it that way. Don't put it in the water because you don't know what's in the crystal, you know?
Yeah.
Or else, what's her name? Crystal hibiscus. Hibiscus moon.
Oh, hibiscus moon, yeah.
Yeah. She actually has a list of, and it's super extensive, of what you can and can't, like what the toxic ones are. So there are certain ones like clear quartz, you can go ahead and dump that in your water, or, you know, like a jasper, I think, is also good. I just say proceed with caution if you're going to make anything that you're going to drink, or if you're going to be handling things a lot. Just I'm overly cautious. I'm sorry.
No, so. That's a good tip for
that's
people.
Cool. I'm going to look for her list.
I know there's also a trend going around with phone cases having crystals in them, and I'm just not like a big fan, because not maybe more physical wise, but psychically and energetic wise, we don't know how the crystal will react to the energy of the phone. I know in my room here, my light bulbs pop a lot because I have a lot of crystals in this room. And every month I have to buy a new light bulb. So I wouldn't mix cell phone energy with crystal energy, just because with all that radiation, the energy might go kind of crazy. So I wouldn't do that. But that's just my personal opinion.
Right. Well, and crystals, I mean, these are things that they know. They use quartz crystals in clocks, because this is programmable, you know, earth material that actually, you know, in some way, shape, and form can act like a magnifier, or can act like a channel or intensifier. So, yeah, if you're using something like a cell phone that already has kind of shady, if for lack of a better term, energetic frequency emissions, then you definitely want to watch out for magnifying that stuff.
Yeah.
So, but on an end note, crystals are really fun, and they're everywhere, and they're so helpful.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I love them.
Me too.
Oh, me too. Me three. So, okay, ladies, again, this is wonderful talking to you, ladies, and I can't wait until next week, and we'll discuss what we're going to talk about then.
Yay! Okay. Yahoo!
So,
talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Have a safe and happy 4th of July.
Yes, and you do whatever you do in Austria.
Put my kids to bed and party.
Yeah. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Ladies. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.